Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. If you regularly find yourself procrastinating and pushing things off to do later, but you never end up doing them, this is how you resolve it. So there's five main reasons why you might be procrastinating regularly. Number one, you might be forcing yourself to do something that does not feel right with your soul and with what you truly, truly, really want in your life or what you really want to do. Maybe you're forcing yourself to study something or to do a job that your mind is telling you is good, but your whole body and your whole heart and soul is telling you no to. Number two is that you might need more rest. We know we need rest, but oftentimes while we're resting, we feel guilty for resting. So subconsciously, while we're reading or watching Netflix or doing a meditation, subconsciously you're feeling guilty for taking time for yourself. So you're not fully effectively resting. So then you force yourself or push yourself to do the work afterwards faster, but while you're working, it does not feel right, so you push it off to do later again, and then you're in this cycle of never doing anything effectively because subconsciously there's a lack of rest and a lack of feeling like your cup is full. And when our cup is not full, it feels extra hard. It takes extra effort to do the work that we want to do and that we know we should do, that we know will bring us further. It feels extra hard because our heart, body, soul, mind, spirit is not rested enough to do it effectively. Number three, there might be discomfort and uncomfortable sensations coming up because the thing that you want to do is stretching your comfort zone. So especially if this is around starting a business, putting yourself out there, creating content, following your dream, if you find yourself procrastinating the tasks that it takes for the dream that you have, most likely there's just doubts, fears, and uncomfortable sensations and feelings coming up that you don't know how to confront and deal with, or it just feels extra uncomfortable right now and you don't want to do it right now. So you keep pushing off the task because you don't want these uncomfortable sensations to come up. But the thing is, we need these things to come up, look at them, confront them, process them, work with them, get to the root of them, to process them effectively so that we can then take the next steps forward. Number four, underneath procrastination is often perfectionism. And guess what is underneath perfectionism? Protection. So perfectionism is oftentimes just a mask for a different pattern. And the pattern is that something, some part in you, your inner child, your heart, your body, your mind, some part of you is trying to protect you from something. Meaning, so let's say you want to start your business. There's a few tasks that are important to start that business, but you keep procrastinating. Underneath that procrastination, you might be waiting until that website is perfect, until that content is perfect. Underneath that perfectionism is a protection pattern. So a part of you might be protecting you from the fear of rejection. What if people online don't agree with you? Or the fear of putting yourself out there, the fear of failure, the fear of what if it won't work out the way I want to. So here we get to go to the root of it, create an emotional and somatic breakthrough so that we can repattern this pattern of procrastination and perfectionism. And number five is that sometimes we try to wait for the perfect moment or wait until we feel like we're in the right energy for it. And oftentimes we get to intentionally create the space for it. So let's say again, you want to start your business and it just doesn't feel like you're in the right energy to write the website or to create the content. Might be, and you get to intentionally create space every second day or once a week where you sit down, light a candle, light an incense stick, and you sit down and you're going to ask your body, you're going to ask the universe, how can I create the content for this business? How can I create the content to reach the people that I'm meant to reach? And this intentional practice invites the right energy to come in. So sometimes we don't have to wait to feel like we're in the right energy. Sometimes we get to create it. Let me know which one of these five reasons resonate the most, and let me know how these practices work out for you. And if you're ready to create that emotional and somatic breakthrough, this is what we do in the 90-minute healing sessions, which you can learn more about in the link in my bio.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.